You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is USS Liberty survivor Phil Turney. Phil, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, well, thank you, Dave. I appreciate the call and very happy that you included me in on this great event.
Yeah, that, of course, would be American Free Press. Of course, if I had any say in it, you wouldn't be included in it, Phil. So actually, that's why we're talking. We're talking about the AFP Free Speech Conference that's coming up Veterans Day weekend. That's November 8th to the 10th, about a month away, because today is the 8th, so a month away. And obviously, it's not too late to get your seats, get your tickets, get your transportation over there, whether it's car, train, plane, or whatever it might be, but you can definitely make it out there. We've got a month to go. And Phil, there might be some listeners who are not too familiar with your story. I just want to read this from the insert here on the Free Speech Conference. Phil Turney, this respected and outspoken survivor of the USS Liberty, will be telling his personal story and that of the men of the viciously attacked American ship, deliberately attacked by the Israeli military on June 8, 1967. And Phil, you will be the featured speaker at the Saturday evening banquet dedicated to all of America's veterans. Phil, we, of course, have spoken several times in the past, and there are going to be a lot of listeners who are familiar with the story, and that's a good thing. But let's give the listeners here, of course, not everything that you're going to say, or maybe not even a little, just a sneak peek of what you're going to be talking about over at the conference.
Well, Dave, what I'm going to be talking about, of course, the severity of the deliberate slaughter of 34 Americans on the high seas by the vicious state of Israel, and the wounding of 174 others, including myself. And I wrote a book about that called What I Saw That Day, and it is a very well-written book, and it is doing very, very well, which I'm happy about that. And the main reason I really want to do this is to let the American people know, and I've been doing this for years, is if the truth about the USS Liberty were to be told to the American government, the American people, excuse me, forget about the government, they already know about it and they're covering it up, all for the state of Israel, all for the Zionist state of Israel. But the average American person, if they heard this story, this true story, there would not be another nickel of aid to go to the state of Israel for the reasons that I've stated. It was a deliberate attack, and our government let them do it, and they're still covering it up. Now, in my view, the men that went to war in Iraq and are still fighting in Afghanistan, in fact, five were killed yesterday, in a war we shouldn't be in, we're fighting for the state of Israel and nobody else with our blood and treasure. And oh, by the way, a government shutdown is on right now, and the state of Israel is still receiving its handout of trillions of dollars over the last 50 years. And what happens to the American public in this situation is if they don't work, they don't get paid. But Israel gets paid no matter what and when the government of the United States gets on their knees to the state of Israel. And they are on their knees right now. That may sound a little bit harsh, but it isn't harsh. It's a fact. They've taken over this country. They've taken over the Congress. They've taken over our churches. And they're taking over our schools by hiring students, Israeli students, to mold the minds of the students in this country as to favor the state of Israel, the Zionist state of Israel, Dave.
No, Phil, it doesn't sound harsh. It's what you said is 100% true and factual, and it can be verified. And as far as I'm concerned, these people who support this state in our, I hate even to say our, in the United States government are traitors. And you don't hear any of these traitors talking about the misery that these dirtbags create for the indigenous people there in Palestine. Every day, kids playing soccer in front of their house get gunned down by these savages, by these animals, because these traitors in D.C., and around the country continue to send these bastards money. Excuse my French, I really don't care. You got me going, Phil, I'm sorry. It's horrible because I've thought about this several times here, that the government here is shut down, and Israel not only is getting their money, but they're charging us interest on it. It's perverse, it's incredible, it's a slap in the face, but nobody can say anything about it. We're not allowed to talk about Israel. We're not allowed to talk about the Jews. Well, I hope, Phil, in Austin, you give everybody an earful about really what's on your mind.
Oh, I certainly will. You can believe that. And I was lucky enough years ago when Willis owned the old Spotlight in Liberty Lobby to be a speaker at a conference for the Liberty Lobby. And I don't want to give that little story away right yet, but it's got to do a lot with Willis Carto, great man he is, and how he's helped the USS Liberty. None that I know of on this planet has helped the crew of the USS Liberty any more than the Spotlight, and the American Free Press now has, and I certainly congratulate him on his tenacity and his longevity, and I hope he keeps on pushing forward for the truth. And I might say this, Dave, when our ship was attacked, June 8, 1967, our flag was flying. It was an act of war. They put a gun to our head, just as they did every American in the United States or anywhere else around the world. They put a gun to our heads and pulled the trigger, and our government let them get by with it. And they still got that gun to our head, and they're still letting them get by with it, and we're paying for it.
And that's a great analogy. It's so true. And really, I was just speaking with another one of the speakers who's coming to the AFP Free Speech Conference in Austin, Veterans Day weekend. And I came to the conclusion a while ago that if anyone is pro-Israel or pro-Jewish, they would necessarily have to be anti-American. And it's vice versa. If you're pro-American, you really can't be pro-Israel or pro-Jewish, considering what this country and its spies here who have infested these United States of America have done, not just to the security of this country and the security of the world, but blatant attacks like they did to your ship. Phil, how old were you when they did that?
I was 20 years old. I was a petty officer, 20 years old, and just a kid, really. Of course, when you get to be 18, they say you're a man. I don't know if that's the truth or not, but I really enjoyed the Navy up until that point. And then I got disgusted with the military when I really found out what was happening. And those words come from Admiral Thomas Moore, the only admiral to serve as commander-in-chief of Europe, the Pacific Fleet, and the Atlantic Fleet, and also become the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Admiral Moore was one of my closest teachers and mentors. And I love him dearly. And I was president of the USS Liberty Veterans Association when I presented in with the first USS Liberty annual award, and it brought the man to tears. That's how much that award meant to him. It meant more to him than anything he's ever received in his life. Wow. So that's how hard that man worked for us, along with Admiral Starring and many, many Medal of Honor recipients and many retired military officers and enlisted alike, all the way up to 4-star down to the lowly E3 or private. So we have support out there, but they won't listen to us, Dave. And it's our job as Americans to make sure that we do abide by the Constitution of the United States. When I joined the United States Navy, I took an oath to protect this country from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Just because I'm not in the military anymore doesn't dissolve my duty as an American to protect this country at all costs.
That's right. And you mentioned before your book, Phil, what I saw that day, Israel's June 8th, 1967 Holocaust of U.S. servicemen aboard the USS Liberty and its aftermath. And that is for sale. American Free Press sells it. It's $30. It is softcover, 282 pages. You get a free USS Liberty report with every order. And I just want to read a little bit here about Phil's book. It says here, when U.S. Navy sailor Phil Turney saw Israeli planes circling the USS Liberty on June 8, 1967, he and his crewmates thought nothing of it. The Israelis waved at the crew, and the Liberty crew waved back. Liberty was a unique vessel, unlike any other in the world, with a large tower and radio dishes used for eavesdropping, so the chance it could be mistaken for an enemy vessel was zero. The oversized U.S. flag and the large ID numbers painted on the ship also made identification of the ship possible from miles away. And of course, that didn't stop them. And this attack lasted for hours, and Phil lived through it. And this is his story, a complete description of the attack, everything he saw that day, and details of the ensuing threats from U.S. military officers and government officials to shut up or face dire consequences. Well, folks, if you know Phil, you know he doesn't shut up. He's never going to shut up. And he's going to go to the grave doing this, because that's what he told me in a previous interview. Am I right, Phil?
Absolutely, that's true. And might want to say, if you don't mind, that I do a radio show every week on republicbroadcasting.org. It's called Your Voice Counts. And it's on Sundays at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And so if you want to listen in and learn about the USS Liberty, that's a good place to do it. And that is another contribution I want to make to this country. Doing this radio show 4 times a month is to let the people know. And it's a respected show. We get a lot of great callers. In fact, we've had senators, congressmen, FBI, CIA. Philip Giraldi has been on. I'm sure you know him.
Sure, I've interviewed him a few times.
Right, and we've just had a myriad of wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people that are guests on my radio show, Your Voice Counts, and maybe some of American Free Press readers would like to hear my show on Sundays. So it's all about America, folks. It's not about protecting Israel. The truth shall set us free. And I believe that. It's our job as Americans to protect the Constitution and not legalize torture and abandon Palestinians in a concentration camp that we're paying for and the Israelis are the gatekeepers. It is insulting, it's disrespectful, it's un-American, and it's ungodly.
Phil, you have a way of saying it, and I appreciate everything that you've done. I know many, many, many people feel the same way, and I'll be down there in Austin at the conference, and I'm very much looking forward to shaking your hand and meeting you personally, and looking forward to the next time that we can speak. And thanks, Phil, for coming on and explaining all this to the listeners.
Well, thank you, Dave, and respectfully, most respectfully, thank you for all you've done. It means a lot to me, and it'd be my honor to shake your hand, sir, and I'll see you in Austin.